I'd like to go back to that 2 Timothy chapter 3 just for a minute. I want to just show us in verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned. That word learned is connected and related to the word disciple. And just to connect it with our what our lessons are is on discipline of a disciple. This is one of the reasons, as a follower of Christ, we want to be disciplined. We want to be a disciple. And to do that, he says, we've got to continue in what we've learned. And then he says, and been assured of and knowing from whom you've learned them. So whose feet you've sat at as a disciple. And so this is the thought right here in this verse. And then jumping down to the verse 16, just for our help, all scripture is given by inspiration, means God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? So that the man of God might be complete or thoroughly furnished or thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I just want to outline, I gleaned a long time ago from Steve's grandfather, Brother Campbell, a little outline for this verse, the idea of to teach us, it's profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is what's right. What's right? We need to know in a day that we're living in today, what's right. Because we're told what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong. So we need to know. And that comes back to that verse of rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to know what's right. But then there are times when we make mistakes. There are times when we need to be reproved. Reproved, doctrine is what's right. Reproof is when I go wrong. When I go wrong, the scriptures are kind of like the rumble strips on the road. You know, you get off, you fall asleep a little bit and you go off on the rumble strips. And the scriptures, when you're in them, they will make a little noise and bump you back over to where you need to be. They reprove you. So what's right, doctrine, what's wrong, reproof. And then thirdly, he says, for correction. That's how to get right. I've gone right, now how to get back right again. And then the last one is for reproof and for correction, for instruction. That's how to stay right. Now I want to keep going, and I don't want to do that again, so I got to get back into the Word. And why? So that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped or thoroughly furnished. And I'll just make this connection just for your studies later. It says that all scripture is God breathed. When you go to Psalm 119, it's very instructive. 16 times in Psalm 119, the word life or revive is used. 16 times in Psalm 119. And it has the idea that the Word of God revives us. The Word of God causes breath in us. And just as God breathed in Adam the breath of life, God has breathed His Word, and God desires to breathe His Word in our lives. Why? So that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished, thoroughly equipped, so that we'll be ready for whatever he has for us.
So I think a very key point from the points that were just made is looking at the scriptures in the way and the intent that they were delivered. Who gave them to us? It is God breathed. It is God inspired. The first thing in terms of approaching the scriptures is understanding it's a divine communique. God is wanting to speak to us, and he wants us to know the things that he has contained in his word. Now, we're talking about the power of understanding. God will give us that understanding. It may take years. It may take time. There are difficult passages that men have struggled with for centuries. But that's okay. The point is, we are connecting with the author. It's like receiving a letter. You receive a letter from someone who loves you, someone who wants you to know what's going on in your lives, you don't receive that letter and just stick it on the top of the bookcase or stick it in the nightstand and ignore it. Because of the relationship you have with that person, you open that letter and you read it, and you might read it twice, you might read it three times, you might read it four times. Because it's reminding you and bringing to your attention what's going on in their lives. What God has done is He's given us His written word because He wants to tell you about who He is, what He has done in all of the history of man, what He is doing right now, and what He is going to do. All of that, He wants to communicate that because you're His child. I'm His child. And He wants you to know what's going on in His heart, in His mind. When we get that perspective on the scriptures, then the desire then becomes driven through those dips and periods where it's maybe a little difficult. But it's the understanding of who authors it, the relationship that He wants us to have with Him, and He's communicated to us, that drives the desire.
And I think the verse that Steve opened up with in John chapter 6, it says, we've come to believe that you have the words of life, but it doesn't stop there. And then he says, and also that thou art the Son of the living God. To me, this is one of the best reasons that we want to study the scriptures, because the scriptures point us to who? On every page of scripture, I was challenged years and years ago, and I've shared this before, but I was challenged about 30 some years ago. When I first went into the Lord's work, I went on a trip with Brother Eugene, and we were in the Southwest somewhere, some highway somewhere, and he was driving, and I was trying to read and have my devotions, and I was in Chronicles. Have you ever been in Chronicles? Name after name, and this person begot that person, and that person begot that person, and that person begot that person, and so on and so forth. A lot of begatting going on, right? And I'm reading like this. And Eugene says to me, what are you getting out of your reading? And I said, honestly, nothing. And he said, why not? And I said, there's just a lot of begatting going on. I don't. He says, it's a lot of names. I can't even pronounce them. And he says, you know something, Tim? This book is about Jesus Christ. This book has Jesus Christ on every single page of scripture. It might be in a name. It might be in a type. It might be in a symbol. It might be in some other form. But he's on every page. And for 34 years now, I have been reading the scriptures through every year. And every year in my readings, and every day in my readings, my desire is to see Christ on every page. And I challenge you, if that's our desire, that we may behold Him, right? That's what we want. So we've come to believe not only that you have the words of life, but you're the Son of the living God. And you want to have a relationship, a communication with us.